Thank you. The next item on the agenda is request for public hearing, consideration of amendments to Regulation 4VAC 20-99510 pertaining to commercial hook and line fishing.
Louis a little anxious this morning. Okay. October 24th, 2000, 10 years ago, commission meeting, staff presented the recommendations of the then Commercial Hook and Line Task Force. One of the task force recommendations that time was to require the commercial hook and line fishermen to register their crew members for the commission annually in advance of any fishing, allow for changes to the registration list twice per year, and provide that one crew per person per vessel need not be registered. Now, this was designed to prevent commercial hook and line vessels from chartering fishing trips with recreational fishermen in order to use a commercial license to circumvent the recreational license. But some issues have come up in the last couple of years. In 2009, of the 200 licensees in this fishery, 41 submitted crew lists. However, the maximum number of crew lists that was submitted on one of these forms was 232. Average size of a crew list, if you factor all of them, was only 24. Of course, it's being skewed to the high numbers. For 2009, only 8 of the 41 crew lists submitted contained more crew members than the average 24. So the FinFish Management Advisory Committee, FMAC, discussed this at their last meeting about how allowing large crew member lists and twice annual updates, the original recommendation of the task force, still presents an opportunity to for individuals to circumvent the recreational bag and size limits, including the operating of an illegal charter boat operation. They recommend limiting the size of the crew list to 15 individuals and allowing the list to be updated only once per year, and staff concurred with that recommendation. Another issue pertaining to commercial hook and line that's come up from the staff, we'll take this to FMAC in the next month, has to do with the qualifications for license transfers and license lottery. Section 20, Regulation 995, provides these limitations. Now, for numerous years, the staff has reviewed commercial hook and line license eligibilities every spring. We do that at that time to determine who still meets the criteria. For those who don't, we send a letter to them letting them know they haven't met the criteria to try and rectify it, and we give them a due date. If they don't meet that, that license then becomes available for the actual license lottery each year. Again, there's only 200 of these licenses, and they're very much sought after. One item within Section 20C of Regulation 995, though, has been subject to some interpretation. I'll paraphrase down the exact part, but for the actual qualification portion, a registered commercial fisherman who has reported sales of at least 1,000 pounds of seafood during the course of the previous 2 years, as documented by the Commission's Mandatory Harvest Reporting Program, would be eligible for a commercial either to get it through the lottery or to maintain it. Now, the phrase in there, though, is the previous 2 years. That is where a little bit of problem is. One could interpret this to mean the previous 2 calendar years. One could interpret to mean the previous 24 months. And as we're trying to do this and keep everything up to date, it causes some concern, both when we're doing the license lottery and also when we're processing transfers. What's the time period we use, and when do we stop looking at it to make that determination? So it has been a little bit of an issue over time. Staff's proposing on this to basically simplify the two-year criteria for both the lottery and the transfers. To make the two-year criteria should be basically based on the calendar year. For example, when we start the license lottery next year, in the spring we start looking at qualifications, 2 years would be January 1, 2009 to December 31, 2010. We also propose this for the transfer process also, just to make it all uniform and standard. So staff is recommending advertising amendments to Regulation 4VAC 299510 for a November 2010 public hearing, limit commercial hook and line licenses to a crew list of only 15 crew members, update the crew list only once per year, and to specify the use of calendar years to determine eligibility for both the license lottery and transfers.
Okay, just a little suggestion, since we've had the difficulty in interpretation, because the average person can interpret it any way they choose to, and rightfully so. If it's not prohibited, then it's permissive, I would think. So maybe we ought to If the commission agrees that we should go forward with the public hearing, we'll send the draft to Mr. Grandis, let him look it over, just to make sure that we've, sometime, we want to get right this time, for sure. Not that we didn't have the intent to get it right last time, we'll send it to Mr. Grandis to go from there. But the matter's before the commission. Mr. Tankard?
Well, in this advertisement, will we also have the ability for the crew to have one person not on that list?
Yeah, that would be, we have every intention of maintaining that within the current regulation.
Okay.
So the subject would just be the number of crew that could be listed and also how many times they can update that list, okay, which currently it's twice a year, and that would be possibly reduced to once based on the public hearing.
Further questions for Mr. Grist? If not, the matter's before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard?
Move to advertise amendments to Regulation 4 VAC for November 2010.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.